This is KCUR. Belfast bard Garage McLaughlin was in Kansas City this weekend for the Irish Fest. He's known for his bilingual work with poetry and music. In 2008, after then-president of Ireland Mary McAleese honored him for his contribution to Irish arts, he talked with New Letters on the Air host Angela Elam about his first book and a CD called Stream of Tongues.
I want to talk a little bit about the CD. Some of the tracks are really produced. You've got a lot of sounds of the city. You're in a pub somewhere. Yeah. And there's one where you actually begin it with a child's voice.
Michelle.
Yeah, and that's my daughter. Yeah.
Is that your daughter?
Yeah.
All these different incorporated sounds. And I was wondering, when you went to produce this, did you go out and gather these sounds yourself?
I did. Or I went out with Roman Mick. Went to pubs, streets. What I was really trying to do was recite some of the poems in urban, natural environments to show that this exists within these environments. And the backdrop of the sounds are where people will hold conversations in Gaelic, and a lot of the songs take place in pubs. But also to show that Irish is all around you. It's just a matter of you acknowledging that and tapping into it. Belfast is where I was born and brought up. But Belfast actually means Bel Firste, the mouth of the Farset River in Irish. So in a way, your environment is always defined by Gaelic and by the Irish language, and it's always sort of haunting the environment you're in. And even if you don't speak it, it's still there lurking somewhere. And I believe that a lot of people who eventually turn to learn the language again, they find that it sort of resonates deeply within them in a way they hadn't really recognised before. And it's almost as if it's inside, genetically, or programmed to understand it or tap into it.
What are the biggest differences for you as a poet in the Gaelic versus the English language? I mean, is it cadence? Is it the length of words?
Well, I think with the Irish language, it's been developed for poetry over centuries and centuries. It has a very, very complex grammar. It has a thing called the genitive case, which at times can give you four variations on one noun, whereas in English you'll have singular form of the noun and the plural form. But in Irish, you'll have two versions of the singular form and two versions of the plural form. So you can play around a lot more. And when you use those, they also affect the adjective that follows. They've all to follow the genitive case. So it's very much like a complex musical instrument, more so than English. And you can get a whole much wider range of rhythms and sounds and cadence bouncing off each other, as well as lots of internal rhymes going on. And in that sense, it's much easier to make a musical form than it is with English, because there's lots more options there for a poet or anyone trying to create music within the language. We've been so colonised by English and a dominant culture, and to tap into your own roots again does liberate you in a way. And the good thing is, it is getting stronger and it is branching out and flowering again, and hopefully it'll continue to do that, you know.
Garrosh McLaughlin is doing his part to keep it safe.
Yeah,
I'd say.
So far so good, we'll see.
Should we end on a poem? I thought one of your very short ones, when the session's over.
Okay. Jeru Kosher, Kinle Murta, Fadog Fuihun, Glinya Juka, Mandolinus Fidula Lapia Maxa, Spalpu Kaincha Scapia, Driach the Shihlu Asaniha, Ach Esht, Fakli Awaskulcha. Pan Agdosa. When the session's over, candle snuffed, whistle blown, glass drained, talk piped down, tunes reeled in, magic seeps from the night, but listen, words awake, lying, dancing.
That's poet Garrosh McLaughlin with New Letters on the Air host Angela Elam. You can find out more at kcur.org/arts.